The following is a presentation of the Colonial Radio Theatre on Brilliance Audio.
...1898 was the very first Christmas of the O'Connell family in the farmhouse on Woburn Hill. To celebrate the new home, the family started a tradition each Christmas that they would add a new ornament to the tree to commemorate the year and the love they shared as a family. With a porcelain face and hands, yellow hair and a dress of Belgian lace, an angel took the place of a star that year at the top of the tree. All agreed, nothing on the evergreen was ever more beautiful and radiant. The passing of time aged the occupants of the old farmhouse, but not the ornaments, who had become reminders of years gone by and the many Christmases they had spent together.
It's finished, Donald.
My cookie dough man!
A tradition that started 68 years before continued as the homemade ornament of the year was placed on the tree. A man made from cookie dough.
The official 1966 ornament.
Good idea you had. Just carving 66 on his back. I don't think the whole year would have fit.
The little boy became a father and passed the tradition on to his own children. And one year, it was his son Sean's turn to place the ornaments of honor onto the tree. His father's beloved cookie dough man, 66.
Here, Sean. You can hang 66 on the tree this year.
Thanks, Dad.
But the following year, the tradition was broken. There was no new ornament. The room was filled with the tree, old hopes, old memories, and broken hearts. For the father, the little boy with the cookie dough man, had died. The ornaments of the past, most of them now faded and old, could bring no joy into the home that year. But one ornament in particular never changed, never faded, never needed repair. The Star Angel. And what happened next? Well, that's our story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?